Yeah, today's Sunday, our day of rest, a day for some good news, very good news. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And perhaps you need some good news just at the moment. So without further ado, here it is, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has great mercy, and because of his mercy, he gave us a new life. This new life brings us a living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. Now, this is a shocking opening to this letter, written to persecuted Christian exiles scattered throughout the known world. And having landed in their new homes on top of the official persecution of the Roman Empire, they also suffered social discrimination from the locals, who were by and large none too pleased to receive them. You getting the picture here? So in that context, given that reality of Peter's audience, let's just look at this outrageous introduction one more time. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has great mercy, and because of his mercy, he gave us a new life. This new life brings us a living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. And here's the good news for us today, a couple of thousand years on. No matter what your circumstances, you can praise God for his mercy, because even if your life is decidedly cruddy at the moment, the truth is that he's given you a new life. And not just that, but a living hope, a certain hope, an unfailing hope of your eternity with him through Christ's resurrection from the dead. Now that's good news, isn't it? And that's God's word fresh for you today. The whole point of this good news is for you to live your life in his victory over your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv.